The idea of the grocery store and trying to eliminate the food desert actually has been an ongoing effort for close to 10 years. From a lot of the community conversations, it was identified that additional resources really are needed in the Northwest area. Once Richmond Vincent, our president and CEO, came on board, it was presented to him about having the grocery store. And it took him a couple days to really think about it, and then he decided, absolutely, this is something that is needed. And let's not stop there. Let's really address the determinants that are creating this cycle of poverty and creating this health insecurity just as much as the food insecurity and an educational insecurity. The concept itself really came out of the community feedback. The visionary that Richmond is, he embraced it and really moved forward. And that was around 4.5, almost 5 years ago.
There's something about a grocery store, too. Everybody's got to eat.
Right.
Which makes it really, especially in a place where there hadn't been a full-service grocery store for decades, that's really an ideal hub to draw people in.
It is. It has been really well embraced in the community, and not just the Northwest community. There are a lot of folks who, you know, drive through Northwest, and now they are making that conscientious effort to stop and to be patrons because of the recognition that it is going to take Roanoke as a whole to really be able to support it and ensure that it thrives. We're just glad to be able to offer those fresh fruits and vegetables and truly a full service access to food that so many folks just didn't have.
And how's it been going as far as business-wise? Has it been doing okay?
It has. Of course, you know, when you open anything at first, there's a transition of folks having to create new habits, to take a right instead of a left, and to really make that effort. But we've seen that really starting to come to fruition. It's been great to see the increase of customers and folks just coming in. And now that we have Henrietta's, which is our cafe.
Yeah, Henrietta's Cafe, is that
Yes.
open?
So we've done a soft opening for that. It will officially be open with the grand opening on July 31st. But if you are someone who comes into the market, then you'll see that it is now open, and we encourage to go ahead and come out and try.
Talk about what Henrietta's Cafe is going to offer, and is the food that's being prepped, is it all coming out of the market?
It is. The kitchen at the market does serve both the grocery store and Henrietta's Cafe. So Henrietta's is a you have a couple different options. You can go over to the coolers and do your grab and go, or you have the option of a warm bar. So picking out, you know, the 2 or 3 piece chicken meals with a couple of sides. I think today might be hamburger and hot dog day. Lots of different options. We've seen a lot of folks come in for lunch, just bring their laptop, eat lunch, hang out. And it's been great so far to see how many have embraced already being able to come in and have lunch and breakfast.
All right, we're talking with Kelly Weems from Goodwill Industries of the Valleys. The grand opening is the 31st, ribbon cutting the whole thing, but there's still some things that are coming. Talk about the Excel Center, which is the adult high school, which will start classes in August.
Correct. So August 25th will be our first day of school. We do have our first orientation on August 1st, so the day after the grand opening. For those who have already enrolled and they're in that process, they get to have their first orientation on site on August 1st. And we're pretty excited about that. Also to open in the fall would be the Harrison Museum of African American Culture. So the grand opening really sets the stage of opening up the building, but we'll continue to phase in other elements throughout the fall.
Talk about having the Museum of African American Culture at Market on Melrose, which seems like it's really in the appropriate part of town, for one thing.
It is, and it's a homecoming for the museum because they started in that area. And
Gainesboro, right? Yeah.
yes, so in the Northwest area, that's where their roots really are. So we're glad to have them back into the area. And it's such a tribute to be able to have that cultural element at the plaza, because one of the really important things to Goodwill and one thing that we have really tried to keep on the forefront is honoring the culture of Northwest. And making sure that we are part of helping to revive what once was such a rich cultural, artistic community. And we just want to see that come back to life. We want to help to be the catalyst of regenerating that sense of community amongst everyone And again, to really honor that culture, we're excited to have our living legends and our legacy wall and just the overall history wall that we'll have in the common area, which will be revealed at the grand opening.
These are all people that have made an impact in the area.
Correct.
The bank is open, Bank of Botetourt.
The bank has been open and operational since May.
Right. And is the wellness center still coming?
So the wellness will begin August 4th. And then we'll, similar to the other areas, we'll continue to phase in programming and some other things to come there as well. But we will start out with a community health care worker, a tree planted for mental health services. And then in September, we will start with WIC being on site, women and infants and children supplemental support. Those who also qualify for like SNAP and TANF benefits have the ability that while pregnant, soon after, WIC is a program that provides certain foods and dairy products to women and children and infants. We would definitely point out that the market does participate with that program, so we would encourage that. So being able to have that office and a grocery store right on site is really the best thing for the mom and the children in that situation.
All right. We're talking with Kelly Williams from Goodwill Industries. Now, Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, your mission has sort of changed, correct? You're not doing the training anymore. Is that true?
So some of our programs have transitioned to other agencies within the region. They are doing it great. And we wanted to be able to do what we can do great. And when we think about what is the mission, what is the vision, where do we really want to have an impact? A big part of that really is like with the Excel Center and being able to take folks who want not only their high school diploma, but want to further their career. So as someone graduates from the Excel Center.
Which is free, right? Tuition,
correct.
Tuition free.
Yes.
Goodwill kind of started the Excel program.
So there are 50 other Excel Centers throughout the country. And it has been around, it started in 2010 with right around 15,000 graduates, right around 15,000 different credentials and certifications. And there are folks who have come in to the Excel Center with zero credits for high school, and now they have their doctorates. It's really been a catalyst for them to move forward. We do also help in connecting individuals to a career. We want to be able to take them from a job to a career and create that pathway of change for them to then better support their families.
I am Gene Morano in the WFIR newsroom. Melrose Plaza cuts a ceremonial ribbon and will celebrate with the Northwest Roanoke community tomorrow morning. Kelly Weems is Senior Director of Community Impact for Goodwill Industries of the Valleys.
This is very new to the Goodwill Network. Community hubs that have been necessary in different communities have come to fruition in other states and other areas, but not quite like what we have. I think what we have is really first of its kind, and it's very special. It is special in the aspect of honoring the local Northwest culture, but also making sure that we have a regional ripple impact and being able to stimulate the economics of the area through making it clear that you can bring a business into Northwest and it can thrive. From that all the way up to the individuals coming out of the Excel Center are now, you know, in that workforce where they may not have been. Really a very multifaceted and multi-generational impact that really hasn't been seen, not only in our area, but in the Goodwill Network to the degree of what we're doing. We invite the community. We want everyone to be able to come out to enjoy it. Our ribbon cutting is at 10 a.m. And well, the ceremony is at 10 with the ribbon cutting included. After that, from 11 to 2, the community and anyone who has capacity to come out that day will have the ability to actually walk through kind of like a self-guided tour throughout the different spaces. So wellness will be opened up. Excel will be opened up. All of the different areas that typically you would not enter unless, you know, you're there for school or for an appointment will actually be open for folks to see. And we want that to be a great opportunity to really highlight everything that we have there and that full person, that holistic support that folks will have.
All are welcome at tomorrow morning's 10 a.m. ribbon cutting and are invited to take a tour inside Melrose Plaza on Melrose Avenue Northwest. For WFIR News, I'm Gene Morano.